Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. It's Farrell on the bench on a midweek. Where do you hurt Wednesday? Let's start with the tennis at the All England Lawn and Tennis. Wimbledon, the quarters continue. So you've got Sinner against Shelton. Sinner, the one seed. He's got an elbow problem. Shelton, the 10 seed American. Let's go. And then you got the Joker, Djokovic against Sabali, the Italian. Joker, the 6 seed. Sabali, the 22nd seed. On the ladies' side in the quarter, Swiatek against Samsonova. And then you've got the 7, Mira Andreeva against Bencic, also in a quarter. So you got everything else, right? You figured yesterday what happened was they advanced in terms of these winners on Tuesday. Alcaraz and Fritz, they'll meet in the men's semi, and Sabalenka will play the 13-seeded American Anisimova. Of course, Sabalenka is the top seed, so it's at the point where the tennis is great now in London at Wimbledon. All right, let's start with baseball now. In Baltimore last night, you got the Juan Soto single, breaking it up in the 10th inning, a tie, and the Mets hit 3 homers in a 7-6 comeback win over the Orioles. New York was down 6-2 before the rally, and they improved to 5-34 when trailing after 7 innings. Mauricio, Lindor, and the Polar Bear homered for the Mets, who are in hot pursuit of the Phillies in the East, of course. They lost. We'll get into that later. Soto hit the first pitch from Cano to score Lindor in the 10th, and Brazoban worked the bottom half for his second save. Edwin Diaz pitched the 9th for New York. The Orioles got an immaculate inning, 3 strikeouts on 9 pitches from rookie starter Brandon Young, and Jackson Holliday homered for a 6-2 lead in the 7th. Young's immaculate inning came in the 5th after Winker and McNeil struck out swinging. Luis Torres looked at a 3rd strike to end the first immaculate inning by an Oriole since Kevin Guzman against Cleveland in 2018. So, big win for the Mets, no doubt about it. They'll play again today in Baltimore. Under the lights, though, we needed this one. In Detroit, Colt Keith homered and drove in 3 runs. The Tigers won their 5th straight game, beating the Rays 4-2. Detroit has outscored its opponents 19-6 in their winning streak, which started with a 3-game sweep of Cleveland over the weekend. Flaherty allowed 2 runs and 6 1/3, striking out 8. Canely picked up the win after replacing Flaherty, and Will Vest pitched the 9th for his 15th save. Aranda homered in the 1st for Tampa, then doubled and scored to give the Rays a 2-0 lead in the 3rd. Pepio didn't allow a hit until Torkelson's 21st homer made it 2-1 in the 4th. Cole Keith tied the game with a 5th-inning single in the 7th. McKinstry walked, stole 2nd, scored when Keith hit his 8th homer off of Yeseta. Torres singled in the 5th to extend his on-base streak to 21 games, 1 short of his career high. Anyway, big win again for the Tigers. All they do is win. They're 25 games over 500 now. Incredible. In the boogie down, Giancarlo Stanton hit a 3-run shot. Austin Wells went deep for the 3rd straight game, and the Yankees pounded the M's 10-3 in the opener of a 3-game set. They're both playoff contenders. Aaron Judge and Cal Raleigh traded late home runs after the game was already decided. It was Raleigh's 36th of the season, keeping him 2 ahead of Judge for the major league lead. Bellinger and Goldschmidt each had three hits for the Yankees, who won their second straight after a six-game losing streak. Will Warren, Miller Films pitched 5 2/3 shutout innings, rebounding from an ugly start in Toronto last week. Peraza's run-scoring infield single off Gilbert Grape with two outs in the bottom half of the inning in the fifth ended Seattle's team record streak of 33 scoreless innings. Gilbert faded fast in the sixth. Judge and Bellinger opened the inning with consecutive singles before Stanton hit his 431st career home run to make it 4-0. Three batters later, Wells pulled a pitch from Laguna to right field for his career-best 14th home run, a two-run shot. Goldschmidt added a two-run single to make it 10-0 in a four-run seventh that included Judge's solo home run. Stanton's homer was his second this season after missing the first 70 games with elbow problems. He returned June 16th. Another big game between these two in the Bronx on Wednesday. At Fenway, how about Bayo, Scott Bayo? He struck out a season-high 10 in the first nine-inning complete game of his career, and Trevor Story hit a three-run shot as the Red Sox beat the Rockies easily 10-2 for their fifth straight win. Bayo, who had seven strikeouts after one trip through the Colorado lineup, gave up five hits and one walk. He threw a rain-shortened six-inning complete game in 2022, a 2-0 loss to the Yankees. Rafaela hit a two-run double during a four-run rally in the sixth, followed by a six-run outbreak in the seventh when Story homered and Duran hit a solo shot. Boston had 10 or more hits for the sixth straight game. Hunter Goodman ended the shutout bid with a two-run homer in the ninth, but Bayo struck out McMahon for the final out. It's unbelievable. The Rockies tied last year's White Sox, the only teams to lose 71 games before the All-Star break. How about the Marlins? The Stinky Fish extended their franchise road record winning streak to 11 games with a 12-2 win over the Reds last night. It was the longest road winning streak in the majors since the Phillies won 13 straight away from home in 2023. Yuri Perez made his sixth start for the Marlins since returning this season from Tommy John. And only two hits included McClain's solo shot, his 10th in the first. Perez struck out eight and did not walk a batter. After Nick Martinez retired the first six he faced, the Marlins collected six straight hits off of him in the third, including a two-run double by Xavier Edwards to take a 7-1 lead. The Marlins caught a break in a seven-run third inning when Ramirez's high hopper just went over the head of Reds third baseman Marte to drive home another run and keep the rally going. During the road winning streak, the Marlins have outscored their opponents 82-47. That's unbelievable. In Minneapolis, Woods Richardson outpitched Imanaga with five scoreless innings, and the Twins trounced the Cubs 8-1. Ryan Jeffers had three RBIs and the first of three homers for the Twins in a six-run eighth off Porter Hodge, Merrill Hodge. He was also taken deep by Will Castro and Harrison Bader and got just one out. Royce Lewis drove in two runs. And Brian Buxton, the all-star, and Jeffers greeted Imanaga with back-to-back doubles to start a two-run first inning. The lefty, who was an all-star as a rookie last year, finished six innings for the first time since April 4th after missing nearly 2 months with a strained hammy. The Twins again shielded Woods Richardson from the toughest matchups, turning to the bullpen for the third time through the heart of the order with Tucker, Suzuki, PCA, and Bush, who present as daunting a challenge in the second through fifth spots as there is in baseball. It paid off despite Woods Richardson throwing only 61 pitches against the highest scoring team in the majors. Brock Stewart struck out Dansby Swanson with runners at the corners to end the sixth. Justin Turner's 200th career home run in the ninth ended the shutout. Big win for the Twins at Target. In Brewtown, Jacob Mizorowski bounced back after allowing a leadoff homer to Ohtani by striking out 12 in six innings, and the Brewers beat the slumping Dodgers 3-1. The Dodgers have lost five straight. Ohtani opened the game by connecting on a curveball from Mizorowski and hitting a 430-foot shot over the center field wall. Mizorowski responded by striking out the next five Dodger batters and ended up yielding only four hits and one walk to outduel three-time Cy Young winner Clayton Kershaw, the 12 strikeouts, a career high for the 6'7 right-handed rookie who was making his fifth start. Kershaw worked six innings, allowed only two runs and six hits while striking out three and walking one. The Dodgers had a chance to tie the game or take the lead against Mizorowski in the sixth. Ohtani walked, Betts singled to start the sixth, and they advanced when Freeman grounded to first. Ohtani attempted to score on Paez's grounder to the left side of the infield, but third baseman Manisterio threw him out at the plate. Conforto then grounded to first to strand runners at the corners. Ohtani's homer was his 31st, the most by a Dodger before the All-Star break. They'll go at it again today, and Glasnow will be going. He's been out forever, but he's back in the Dodger lineup on the bump. In Kansas City, Nick Lofton hit a go-ahead two-run homer in the seventh inning and then won it in the ninth with a one-out RBI single as the Royals beat the Pirates 4-3. Caglianone homered for the Royals, a 421-foot drive leading off the second inning. O'Neill Cruz tied it in the fourth with a monster 458-foot shot over the fountains in right field. He's going to be in the home run derby. Nick Gonzalez put the Pirates ahead with a homer in the top of the seventh before Lofton's drive made it 3-2. Brian Reynolds tied it with an RBI grounder in the eighth. But it didn't matter. The Pirates fell to 0-5 to start their nine-game trip ahead of the All-Star break. Kansas City has won 5 of 6. In Chicago, on the south side, the Basset Hound pitched six strong innings. Davis Schneider hit a home run, and the Jays beat the White Sox 6-1. It was shortened to 7 innings because of rain. The Jays have now won 10 in a row, their longest win streak since they won 11 straight in 2015. They've also won 12 of 13. Vladdy Jr. had a two-hit, two-RBI game. Basset Hound gave up 4 hits and a run, a solo shot by Rojas in the sixth. Chicago has lost 9 straight home games against the Blue Jays. Guerrero hit an RBI single in the sixth to make it 6-0. I mean, the Jays just keep winning. Sonny Gray improved to 9-3 with a 3.5 ERA as the Cardinals beat the Nationals 4-2 at Busch Beer. In that game, Brendan Donovan homered in a 3-run third. Lars Nootbaar hit a solo shot in the sixth. Gray allowed 2 runs on 6 hits and a walk and struck out 6 in 5 innings. How about in Houston? You got to be kidding me. The Guardians did it again. Angel Martinez hit a grand slam off Hader with 2 outs in the 10th to lift the Guards to a 10-6 stunning win over the Astros. Ramirez and Rocchio also homered to help the Guardians beat the Astros for the second straight night and entered the series on a 10-game losing streak. You never see Hader give it up. Houston scored 2 in the 8th with an RBI single from Altuve to tie it. Altuve had 2 hits, drove in 4, and Cam Smith added 3 hits. Hunter Brown, who entered with a MLB-leading 1.82 ERA, gave up 6 hits and a season-high 6 runs in 6 innings. Unbelievable to see him get lit up. Cantillo allowed 5 hits and 3 runs with 7 strikeouts in 4-plus innings. But that was a huge slam by Martinez to win the game. It was the first time Cleveland's won back-to-back games since beating the A's June 21st and 22nd. In Anaheim, Nate Eovaldi allowed 1 unearned run in 6 innings. Berger and Langford each homered and drove in 4 runs, and the Rangers blew out the Angels 13-1. Eovaldi gave up 5 hits, struck out 6, and walked nobody to lower his ERA to 1.62 in 15 starts, the best among major league pitchers with at least 80 innings. Corey Seager hit his 13th home run. Ring the bell. I said he'd hit a home run yesterday. Evan Carter drove in 3 runs, and Texas took advantage of 9 walks. 6 of those times they scored. It was unbelievable. Blowout for the Rangers at the Big A. At Petco in San Diego, Louis Arraez homered leading off the 7th inning, and Jackson Merrill and Tatis made home run robbing catches for the Padres, who beat the Diamondbacks 1-0. I got burned on this one. I bet on the Diamondbacks at +115. 2 robberies of home runs killed me. It was unbelievable. Arraez, the 3-time batting champ, paused for a moment before backing out of the batter's box, Beginning his trot as his shot off Merrill Lynch, Kelly settled several rows deep in the home run porch on the right field line. It was his fifth of the year. Merrill made a terrific leaving catch at the fence to rob Corbin Carroll of a two-run home run to end the fifth. Tatis leaped to rob Josh Naylor of a home run in the eighth. And it's just unbelievable. The Diamondbacks should have won the game, but they didn't. They lose it 1-0. You can't make this stuff up. In San Francisco, Patrick Bailey hit a three-run inside the park home run with one out in the ninth inning, lifting the Giants to a 4-3 win over the Phillies. Yastrzemski reached base twice and scored to help the Giants to their sixth win in seven games. Ryan Walker retired one batter with two on in the top of the ninth to get the win. Schwarber had two hits, including his team-leading 28th home run. And then in Sacktown, Nick Kurtz hit a grand slam breakfast, and Lawrence Butler homered twice, and the A's pounded the Braves 10-1. The Braves have lost five straight and 7 of 8. Jeffrey Springswater pitched six innings and gave up a run, a solo shot by Eli White in the fifth on six hits. Butler led off the first inning with an inside-the-park home run, just like Bailey had. Jacob Wilson was hit on the wrist by the next pitch and was replaced by Max Schumann before Rooker and Muncy each hit two-run homers to make it 5-0. Butler hit a solo shot in the third to make it 10-0. A blowout win for the A's, and we cashed a ticket on them. Now let's look at Wednesday's games. It starts at 2:10 in Brewtown. Dodgers and Brewers. Glasnow finally back for L.A. Glasnow is going to face Quintana for Milwaukee. At 2:10, it's the Jays and White Sox on MLB Network. Don't call me Matt Lauer against Doogie Howser. 3:45, Phillies and Giants at Oracle in the city of Atabanga. Lizardo against Verlander. He's yet to win a game. 5:10, Rays and Tigers at Comerica. Littell against Olson. 7 o'clock on ESPN, Mets and Orioles at Camden. Peterson against Sagano. 7:05 in a boogie down on Prime Video. Mariners and Yankees in the Bronx. Evans, Bob Evans sausages against Schlittler. They're bringing up some kid from the minors. Good luck. 7:10, Rockies and Red Sox. Senzatella against Giolito at Fenway. 7:10, Marlins and Reds in the Queen City. Alcantara against Abbott and Costello. Of course, he made the All-Star game at 7-1 with a 2.15 ERA. 7:40, Cubs and Twins at Target. Tim Hortons Coffee against Festa Cheese for the Twins. 7:40, Pirates and Royals at the K. Bailey Falter against Bubik Hare. He's an all-star. 7:45, Nats and Cards at Busch. Tipper Gore against Pallant. 8:10, Guards and Astros again in H-Town. Ciccone against Walter. 9:38, Rangers and Angels in Anaheim. John Rocker against Jimi Hendrix. 9:40, Diamondbacks and Padres at Petco. Fought against Cease. And 10:05 in Sacktown, Braves and A's. Elder Statesman against Errol Spence. There's all your baseball for Wednesday. Last night in Summer League Ball, Sixers 91-90 over the Grizzlies. I hit it. Heat 93-79 over the Dubs. That was the Cali Classic. The other game was in Utah. Also in Utah, Jazz 86-82 over the Thunder. And in Cali, the Lakers over the Spurs 89-88. Too bad I had the Spurs plus 3.5. Let's take a look at the schedule for today. There's nothing. Tomorrow, you got Pelicans and T-Wolves. At 3:30 at the Thomas and Mackinson Center, Omega Hub, beautiful downtown Las Vegas, baby. And then at 5 at the Cox Pavilion, it's Cavs and Pacers. At 5:30 at the Thomas and Mack, Thunder and Nets. At 7:30 at the Cox, it's Magic and Kings. At 8 o'clock, it's the Lakers and Mavericks on ESPN. Cooper Flagg is playing in that game. At 9:30, it's Nuggets and Bucks from the Cox Pavilion. And at 10, the nightcap on ESPN at the Thomas and Mack. Spurs and Sixers. Remember, all of those games are on Thursday, tomorrow. So nothing today in the Summer League at all. You're good to go. I'm live at 3 to 6 on Pharrell Coast to Coast on Sports Grid TV, Sports Grid app, and sportsgrid.com/watch. We also stream on X at sportsgrid-live. We're also on all new smart TVs like TCL, Samsung Plus, Vizio, and LG TVs, just search Sports Grid and you'll find us. We're also on Amazon Freevee, Roku, Sling, Fubo TV, YouTube TV, and Fire TV. We're on radio on Sirius XM channel 159. That's 159. And we're on Sports Byline USA. Make sure you sign up for Pharrell and a Profit app. All we do is make people money. I mean, the last couple of days we've been raking. A 5-0 day, a 4-1 day yesterday. Hit both max profit plays, hit both profit plays. We're absolutely killing it. Why aren't you riding on this horse? I mean, all we do is make people money. It's not expensive. It's well worth it. Go check it out. Pharrell and the Profit app. There's great shows on the app. Pharrell Unplugged, Pharrell and the Profit. You got all the videos for the picks, Max Profit Plays videos, Profit Play videos. Get the Elite Play on the app every day, 7 days a week. There's other shows, funny shows, like Jim Florentine comedy specials. You name it, it's all on the Pharrell and the Profit app. Sign up today. Go tell your friends to sign up. You won't regret it. All right, I'll see you at 3 on Coast to Coast Sports Grid TV. Shake out, ooh, shake out, ooh.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger fuel centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.